Boney and the Kelly Gang, written by Arthur Upfield and read by Peter Hosking. The secondary road was ruler straight across the narrow coastal lowlands to the base of the southern mountains of New South Wales. It was bituminized, and on either side extended paddocks of grass, green with life and studded with fat cattle. Behind the man walking this road was the highway from Sydney, and beyond it lays the Pacific. Before him rose tree-covered slopes to support the granite faces of the uplands high to 3,000 feet above sea level. This was certainly not Inspector Bonaparte's country of Mulga Forest, rolling sand dunes and saltbush plains, of barren residuals and ironstone ridges. This country was no less beautiful, no less mysterious, but it wasn't his own. The faces of the mountains frowned at him. Superintendent Casement had said, turning from a wall map to his littered desk, "I remember when I was a small kid on the farm at home and had to leave for a city boarding school. The problem was what to do with my three ferrets. The old man couldn't be bothered, and my mother disliked having anything to do with them. The night before I left, I took them to the largest rabbit burrow on the place and let them loose, knowing they wouldn't starve for rabbits. And next morning I ran out to say goodbye to them and found them all dead on the roof of the burrow. You see, I didn't count on foxes living with the rabbits." Inspector Bonaparte remembered glancing up from his long brown fingers, which were rolling a cigarette, and saying, "And your two-legged ferrets have been found dead on or near a burrow in the Southern Highlands?" "One dead and several badly mangled. The burrow is near this cross I've just made on the map. Perhaps I should say the burrow is thought to be near the cross."
Bonaparte recalled lighting the cigarette and being elated by the challenge in the superintendent's small brown eyes. That was the moment of decision, and he had made it, with complete knowledge of the official data in mind, and all details of that wall map as clear as when he had turned from it to roll his cigarette. This was certainly not his country, with its wide grass paddocks ending against walls of rock thrown up probably a million years ago. Take an Aborigine from this country and put him down in the back of beyond, and he would die of thirst if he didn't die of fright. Reverse the transfer, and the outbacker would thrust his head into a wombat hole and howl with cold misery. Everything is relative with the Aborigines, even with Detective Inspector Napoleon Bonaparte, now travelling under the name of Nathaniel Bonnet. Now and then a car overtook him, but he made no effort to thumb a ride. He was waiting for a truck bearing the registration plates 101PXA, and knew that somewhere behind it a police car would be keeping discreetly out of the driver's rear vision mirror. Travelling by truck to the suspected burrow would be preferable to walking all the way, and even when he did reach it, there were sporting odds that it would house no foxes.